아래 저기 점주기든 어디 팬디게 마 시주와 지사다 팬디게 어디 꾸졌으면 코리 동안 타달래 겨우도 쓰면 코리 동안 삼다 되네 델이야 탈주게 삼바기에 되네 삼바기는 델이 코와 탈비게 탈바 토부도 쓰면 삼는 탈 삼바기 되네 코와래 되네게 저희에게 뉴바디 겹티비 텔레 겹비 뉴바디 순도 요래스나 겸네 권조순도 요래 샘베게 어두 삼다지다 디니디 면서 겸루기 균이디 샤걸와 어디네 자다 뉴바 요반 자다 디니 겸네 권조순 겨구리 샘베게다 이시야 샘 딩게다 이시 탈주대 이시시야 대다 겸루 디니기 겸루디 삼다지다 겸루아시아 시구로와 제사 디니기 삼다네 겸루기 산이다 겸루를 잡셔라 라고리스 제자다 점료지 겸자 라바라바인다 편인된 시월의 섹시나무 때에 시월화다 주고요.
Good afternoon. So when one goes for refuge, before even embarking on the recitation of the words of refuge, reflects on the sufferings of samsara, giving rise, is to reflect on them to the extent that one gives rise to a wish, may I gain liberation from samsara. And that will lead one then to, who has the capacity to fulfill this wish, the three jewels. And that those are the two causes. So reflect on the two causes that lead to refuge before going for refuge. And then when heartfelt faith in the three jewels arises, this is the mind of refuge. And with that mind, one recites a refuge, then it has meaning, then it has power. And now we are in the part of the text where we are looking at the benefits of going for refuge. This is within the overall context of looking at the trainings of refuge, where we've seen the six relating to precepts in, or trainings in relation to each individual jewel, and now those that are common to all six, and we are within the one of the benefits of refuge.
Mami shepa shewo chupo ni she lao se de, de shingo de dufsun shayin ma. Sada di ngaba ni se di si duwa, ngaba ni ngami shewo se de, anzo kemru duwe, ngandrol tung ma res, ngandrol, ngandrol mi kiawa. De chizan, de shi kar sun sun azo yam, ane, ne, lab shi lao yu du pene, azo gi, ngandrol ma tu, ane chi pene, li, kiawa. And
Just to recap briefly on the fifth of the benefits, which is that one does not fall into the lower realms. So in the handout, this is page 137, the published book, page 116. So whilst we looked at it this morning, just to repeat, so the text says, you should understand this from above. This was referring then to that the illustration of the god who went for refuge in that period just before death came. And through the power of sincere refuge, he was able to purify past misdeeds that would have otherwise resulted in his rebirth in the lower realms. So this illustration goes to show how going for refuge sincerely has being a virtuous mind, it purifies past misdeeds.
The
sixth again, just to recap, the sixth one is one is not harmed by human and non-human hindrances. So Lama Scarpa says, listen, this is easy to understand. But this requires one's refuge to be heartfelt. And through the strength of heartfelt refuge, that virtue, one is protected from hindrances from humans and non-humans. Hindrances that one would be protected from include, for example, being physically harmed by them. When one thinks about not being harmed by human and non-human hindrances, well, this is clear that then one's refuge needs to be deep. And as I mentioned this morning, refuge like all virtuous minds is a variety in terms of the strength of that mind. So to gain actual protection, one would need to have deep, heartfelt refuge. And the protection that is stated comes from humans, of course, but also from non-humans, so from spirits, from animals, and also from the elements. Elements are also non-human sources of non-human hindrance, such as natural disasters like floods or bushfires or severe storms. So when one hears that and thinks, so if someone has heartfelt refuge, will then not be harmed even by natural disasters. So it is quite conceivable some doubts will arise. The first point to understand is that having sincere refuge will protect one from human and non-human hindrances, such as thieves or from violence, such as inflicted in warfare, as well as from animals and from the elements. But clearly, mere refuge is insufficient. A very deep, powerful refuge would be required to gain such powerful protection. And so the kind of person who is likely to have such refuge is someone who has attained a powerful state of concentration and thereby has gained a path. So a practitioner on a path will have a very powerful refuge because of the power of their concentration as well as their spiritual attainments that have led them to developing paths within. So for such a person, the quality of their refuge is quite different from the mere refuge that someone who hasn't gained a path and hasn't gained powerful concentration will have achieved. I'll explain this really clearly. I think of a practitioner who has really developed radical qualities in their mind, radically transformed their mind, developed great qualities within. So such a practitioner, let's say, is an Arya Bodhisattva. They will have come to realize emptiness directly and have powerful bodhicitta. And both of these will have come about independent on long since having developed the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So this practitioner, this Arya Bodhisattva, has tremendous good qualities, and all of these came about independence on refuge. Such a practitioner will not be harmed by humans and non-humans. So there, because all their good qualities have come about independence on refuge, it's correct to say that their refuge is what has led to their protection. But what should be clear then from this is that for any practitioner or every practitioner who has refuge, it may be sincere and heartfelt, but that will be insufficient to guarantee that they will not under any circumstances be harmed by humans and non-humans. But where through refuge as a basis, one develops powerful and transformative inner qualities, then certainly those qualities that have come about in dependence on refuge will ensure that one is not harmed.
Is that 미수바디 마요아디 요토 다타 차이마르와 테니자다 겸르 제베네 아주 그런 소소기 겸르게 니바 같이네 디 바베게 아직은 바시세야 돼 용으로 바시세 바지 충실세 토야 용으로와
It's important then that this point is clearly understood, hence I've spent more time now explaining it, because lives are difficult, and they are difficult not solely for non-Buddhists. So as Buddhists, you know, you need to be aware of your surroundings, look after yourself. Whereas if one reads this and thinks, oh, I have sincere refuge, I can do what I want, I will not be harmed, one may end up still being robbed or mugged. And then doubt may arise, thinking, this presentation is deceitful, it's not true at all. And then one could even end up abandoning one's refuge as one no longer trusts this presentation. So therefore, it's good, it's important to understand the Dharma well, because then the kinds of doubts that can and do arise, one can use your intelligence to look carefully and come to understand the topic properly.
This
morning we also looked briefly at the seventh benefit when one accomplishes everything one wishes. Whatever Dharma activity you engage in, if at the beginning you make offerings to the three jewels, go for refuge and supplicate them, it will easily be accomplished. So through my further explanation of the preceding benefits, it should be clear then what is meant here. Merely having refuge is not on its own going to lead to all your desired aims being fulfilled immediately. In particular, they will not lead to them to be fulfilled without extensive effort. One's effort in the Dharma requires the foundation of refuge. But refuge does not replace one's practice. Rather, refuge powers your practice. The deeper your refuge, the stronger your determination to gain freedom from suffering and know that this is the method to do so. Therefore, one's concerted efforts in the Dharma will grow exponentially. Thereby, one achieves ever more good qualities, and these growing good qualities that have come about in dependence on the refuge all help to develop further good qualities. So, for example, having heartfelt refuge, knowing that by engaging in the Dharma, through developing true paths and true cessations, I will gain freedom from suffering, and I have to gain freedom from suffering, one strives to develop calm abiding. So this will take extensive effort to develop calm abiding, but one's refuge will make it far more attainable than if one was doing so without refuge, without stable refuge. But one still needs to put in the effort over a sustained period. Then when one achieves calm abiding, then one strives to develop a path, developing first death, definite emergence, then conjoining that or developing it further into bodhicitta. Then you can see now how much merit one is creating, and one's progress will be rapid. So again, what powers your practice is refuge, but refuge does not replace your practice.
아들에 다 점료랍자 예바디 데카르스네 당한 저기 점료 님스 임바이 님네 제바이나 데네 상 교부제그리 사창 교부제그리 묘도 상자고 오세스 모레 교부제그리 세스 어디 마슈일레 아생게 슈발레스 데베 묘곰 뽕와르 줄시송 바다 다와 케버지 니에지 캡단 젤네 람 케버찬 로블라 데네 림보 미토버 상자고 오스 대답이 편연 된비 니레 숨 찬나 숨도 캡조자오스.
So now turning to the text and starting where we concluded this morning, which is with the eighth benefit of refuge. One swiftly attains Buddhahood. Yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa starts with a quotation from Questions of a Lion Sutra. Through faith, you will abandon the leisureless states. And Lama Tsongkhapa comments, accordingly, you will gain the special freedoms and having found refuge, train in the special path. Thus, you will become a Buddha without much delay. Recollecting these kinds of benefits, you should go for refuge 3 times in the day and 3 times at night. So looking at the quotation first, through faith you will abandon the leisureless states. The leisureless states here then refers to our current state of being bound in samsara. And abandoning such a state means one is liberated from having no freedom. And the way to gain liberation from cyclic existence, to gain liberation from this bound state, it has as its very foundation, refuge. Where we've come across this term before and where it's most commonly used, this term of leisure, is in the context of our precious human rebirth, which has 8 leisures or freedoms and 10 endowments. So it's the same term there, leisure or freedom. So when in the context of the precious human rebirth, we recognize that we have this incredible opportunity that comes with this rebirth, whereby we can cultivate the causes not only for further excellent rebirths, but for liberation itself. So this is the context that we usually hear this term. And Namatsung Kapa then comments, accordingly, you will gain the special freedoms. So this refers to this remarkable rebirth that we all have achieved. And having, with this remarkable rebirth, going for refuge sincerely, one will train in the special path, referring to one will rely, through relying on a special teacher, through relying on one's spiritual teacher, one will train as one is guided, and thereby give rise to all the qualities of the Mahayana, qualities such as love, compassion, bodhicitta, and conjoining bodhicitta then to the wisdom realizing emptiness, one, as Dhammacakkappa continues, will quickly attain enlightenment. Thus you'll become a Buddha without much delay. Lamatsang Kapa then concludes, recollecting these kinds of benefits. So this refers to the 8 benefits now presented. You should go for refuge 3 times in the day and 3 times at night. So here, having heard these benefits, why would one not then go for refuge 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the day and 3 times at night? And again, going for refuge these 6 times doesn't refer to a mere recitation, but actually generating the mind of refuge through regenerating the causes of refuge, reflecting on suffering, and then faith in the 3 jewels, doing that each time one goes for refuge.
Kundu dungal gyumar juvi chil chila babjam kyab midango nyamdu damchashin shige zamgi chirdu yang kyab dobi cik mawar mijawo was.
That then brings us to the conclusion of the fifth of the sixth common precepts. Now we go to the sixth and final precept or training of refuge. Maintain your refuge and do not forsake the 3 jewels at the cost of your life, not even in jest. There is no doubt that we will be separated from this body, life, and possessions. If we give up the 3 jewels for their sake, we will undergo continuous suffering in all successive lives to come. Therefore, we should vow not to abandon our refuge, come what may, not even utter words in jest about giving up our refuge. Having come to recognize just how truly fortunate one is to have once again encountered the 3 jewels and to have deep faith in them, seeing the great benefit that will come to oneself, recognizing one's great good fortune, one recognizes the need to keep one's mind of refuge to guard us, guard it well like we do our own body, and not to forsake our refuge even as a joke.
Gamdra the Dembe Dona Shiva, and Sosolia, and Kiawachima, Mundio Kopan Toya, Dendela, Yamanchego, 안디유트비아그 다 논주의치를 결함이야 다 잠도 아 제 건주스네 접수로 견주 제 잠도 케링 겸말에 다 동을 샤샤 되는게 샤베네 저라야 아니 진치게 다 되는 논주 되는지 직제인 사도 지기 무료로지 판치 못다 되데 지긴 잡다 결함이 잠도 지기 엄마다 제 만진 직도시네 다 에 대담위 되는 시체고 된 논주 되는 시체고 라베네 아니 노지기 겸루동바이나
Looking at the first sentence, there is no doubt that we will be separated from this body, life, and possessions. So here, in order for us to really recognize how we should value our refuge, we're invited to imagine some scenarios. Maybe in ancient times these things were quite likely. Today perhaps not so much. But imagine if we were in a predicament where our life was threatened, and as a payment not to be killed, we had to renounce the three jewels from our heart. It's not merely saying words in order to save our life, but really from our heart, give them up. Here we are encouraged to recognize that we will all die anyway. This body is in a state of change, most probably decline, and our life will end. But in terms of what has greater value, across the expanse of lifetimes that lie before me, this sincere heart of refuge that I have, this matters more than even this one mere life. So therefore, one would not even renounce from your heart one's refuge at the cost of one's life. Or if one were to imagine another scenario where one would be allowed to continue as a Buddhist, but would have to pay a hefty tax, there the way of thinking would be, well, my possessions, as much as I need them and I value them, they too will be left behind. And again, when I think of the broader context of what refuge can deliver for me across the stream of lifetimes, these mere possessions, which I have for just such a short time, really are not of much value. I can give them up. So these illustrations guide us to how we should value our refuge, and what we should prioritize, what has actual lasting value for us.
Jamju came in Mazan, Jamju Lavjala, Laviadi, something Mara Matadu, Tine, Dangajuki, Jinyo Mongi, Chatan, one of Swan Yaga, Chick, and Bene Marua, Tesso, Chuvada, Dibi, Yamamo Chiangra, Tine Javada, Dinegi, and Kajorsen, Gavachima, Angan Sonaki, and Martin, Pus and Mutish, and Juni Birinlia, and Dugayo, Kuchau, Tine, and Sa, Chila Papjans, the Gangan Ganish Chevy, dikdangi me sempeke tine kele damja dushine shago reyese.
Then Lama Tsongkhapa states the fault of abandoning one's refuge. If we give up the three jewels for their sake, for the sake of our body, life, or possessions, we will undergo continuous suffering in all successive lives to come. Because through abandoning our refuge from our heart, we have clearly then abandoned these refuge trainings. We see this particular one of not doing so. And then through abandoning our refuge from our heart, we will abandon the teachings of the Buddha. And we will just continue to follow our afflictions, continue to follow the conduct of the world in general, which tends to lean more towards non-virtue. And in this way, we certainly will end up accumulating significantly more negative karma than if we had remained under the guide of our sincere mind of refuge. So through abandoning our refuge, not only is this a non-virtuous thing to do, but we then engage in ever more non-virtuous activities and accumulate causes for suffering for lifetimes to come. And Lama Tsongkhapa then ends by saying that this is, our refuge is something of great value, it's something precious. Don't even joke about it. And this is the final line. Therefore, we should vow not to abandon our refuge, come what may, not even words in jest about giving up our refuge.
Oje de da jimi mene ya ma mi tije ne shin du shine je sa che se de du kris je sa da je sa chu ji yo ma res da ga re ka da res da res ne dang bo han chao ze an de da cha ba ti ye da de ne chao ze de ba chi ne su 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 ge de ba chi ne ne cha se ka pi u ka bo res ge se ma ja ba ne che ya na ma ju shung gi du shine cha se ka ya da du shine je ya ji gi res ne du shine ka ta ro
Whilst the scenario for us in our situation seems quite on the level of imagination, not so long ago, this was the very situation in Tibet when it came under the control of the PLA. The communist authorities despised the Dharma and they instructed the ordained, you seek out someone to marry, find someone that you like and disrobe and marry them. If you don't, we'll find someone for you. And from this then, of course, some fear arose, and many then did end up marrying. One imagines, it's difficult to know, it's not something being studied, but one imagines many did.
Oh, that the nigger, that Timbuchi doing the year, that Lama Dakishi, the year the nigger, Dushin, the Timbuchi doing the yellow, and Chevere Lana, Michelam, Mimachalam, Gom, Tour Ruchi, then you meet it, Gilly, Lama Dakishi, to get by Gilly Shasina. That Chasala did go hot now, Charles to get said, Collega Lemo, Charles, then the Passage, and the court, very Charles, Dushevere, and all those in the map of shoes, and then yet at Nayada.
But not all ordained were given such an opportunity. Those with some influence, some reputation, such as lamas and geshis, They weren't given this opportunity just to melt away, to marry and melt away. They were arrested. They were held, paraded in front of society, and they were berated, accused of lying and deceiving the community. And in this way, they were verbally abused and humiliated, then imprisoned and tortured. So there we see an actual situation from not that long ago, where these individuals would have guarded their refuge from their heart, making sure that whilst they couldn't display their refuge, they couldn't display their faith in the Dharma, that this remained very alive and present within them, guarding their mind, protecting their mind, despite the physical abuse they were experiencing and the emotional abuse they would experience, but they would keep their mind in good shape through keeping their refuge in their heart. So here we see where in modern times, as well as this would have happened in ancient times too, that a practitioner sometimes are faced with a real choice. So that then concludes the presentation on the six common precepts. Now, the sub outlines follow. So first, the sources that Lama Tsongkhapa drew on are referenced. And I forgot to mention this, the sources, this sub-outline is within the greater outline now of eliminating inaccuracies with regard to the precepts of refuge. So the first sentence, earlier masters spoke of a precept that you should train in going for refuge to the Tathagata of whatever direction you are headed in, but I've not seen a source for that. Lama Tsongkhapa is saying here that whilst there are some teachers who are saying that in whatever direction you are traveling, to the Buddha abiding in that direction, you should turn to refuge. If you're traveling to the east or to the west, one should go to refuge then to that Buddha. Whilst teachers at the time were saying that this is a refuge precept or a refuge training, that I, Lama Tsongkhapa, haven't found any source for this in the sutras or the shastras.
Is that the kungkaya minus desa di cemre labja resen syaentik tadi gua marah seorang.
The Lama Tsongkhapa is saying, whilst this was said by teachers before me, this is not the case because I found no source for this. So therefore, this is not a training of refuge.
Chidadi tumo alaje jusung gyodi kunga wa yurasa lamdrin ki tebana song shaa suwa. Chidada lamdrin yinke nyanga zige chanchu lamdrin je di tewa nala juwa shi. Dinaada ti song shaa tumo alaje jukset. Chidada jirimichi ki tumo alaje jukset maa kuya di lamdrin ki tewa na lamdrin naso lamdrin ki tewa nala maa duus. Dinaa shen chi tukun yin tisu kwa yin suwa.
The Lama Tsongkhapa continues, thus the six common precepts are just as they appear in Atisha's commentary on the difficult points of the lamp for the path. So this refers to the six common precepts, common in that all six relate to the three jewels. So that's what we've just concluded, and it came from Lama Atisha's commentary to his lamp for the path of enlightenment.
How that in there? There are. And social labja, Yamdigan, social labja, social labja de la Ngavi labja, Sumna, Divi labja, Sums, and a social labja, they took Sungurwa. Chisada, Gabi labja, Sumdi, Kawyers, and a social labja, Tambo Sums, the Gabi labja, Sumdi, Dodina, Soyores, Dodiri, Shishing, yes.
Prior to looking at the common precepts, we looked at the individual precepts. Or the specific precepts, here Lama Tsongkhapa writes, regarding the specific precepts, the first three are explained in a sutra collection, whereas the last three appear in the six aspects of going for refuge. So these then relate to the three that should be adopted, one relating to each jewel, and the three that should be abandoned, one relating to each jewel. These were the specific precepts.
And then it will be level. Labja chima sumni si de dubye labja si or dubye labja sumdi kare kawa sonja si ne kemdu yana duba kemdu yana duba se din alma sonja as yen kemdu yana duba duba le chimo os.
Sorry, I read a bit too far. So Geshe first commented on regarding the specific precepts. The first three are explained in the sutra collection. And then the second three, what is to be abandoned, come from the six aspects of going for refuge.
Nang Shendu Mimawa Dan Gaishin, Jabla Yue Makewe Dong Laas, Deda Majona, Labja Dan Gawa Zem Yin Yi, Dong Yu Mimbar Sim So Osa.
So now Lama Tsongkhapa talks about the difference between denigrating and relinquishing one's refuge. As for how transgressing these precepts become a cause of degenerating and relinquishing your refuge, it is the transgression of the precept not to forsake your refuge, even at the cost of your life, that actually constitutes relinquishing it. Similarly, even if you do not forsake the three jewels, but you uphold both them and another three, teachers and so forth, that are incompatible with them, then you transgress the precept of not advocating another refuge. And by not having faith in your refuge, you also relinquish it. I think that if these do not occur, it is a mere transgression of the precepts, but not a cause for relinquishing your refuge.
Nyambata, Tonviki, Lapchetan Kas, Ganis Karsona, and Jeffrey Tonviki, kani chagiri esa, yurgur chweni esa. Chidanda, sogi chiye midonwa tang, midonwa di da yunganzui deji kemdruyen labja da karasane, dar lu so longchwe gangi chidun kemdruy di pa tongkyo me kepsu zhuwa ore, kemdruy di tamche bine kepsu zhuwa ore mato kemdruy di tongkyo ma re esu songru wada, chidanda sogi chiye midonwa da gawa ni kemdruy tongwa ngwayi laas. Chidanda sogi chiye midonwa sida nga di kemdruy midonwa di lab kukuri esa songwa esa, labja di rang ka songna da kemdruy tongruwa esa.
The purpose of these precepts or trainings is to stabilize and strengthen one's refuge. So here in conclusion, Lama Tsongkhapa presents actually how one goes about losing one's refuge or just or it's degenerating. So this then is the first sentence. As for how transgressing these precepts becomes the cause of degenerating and relinquishing your refuge, it is the transgression of the precept not to forsake your refuge, even at the cost of your life, that actually constitutes relinquishing it. So that's the precept just looks at.
Jamra tong ko le se du shin nyanga chi che we ne de ne an du shin ne ta ta nga de jamra khelin de ba na so shor sa re shi sa re ta di le de an la jamra di pa an ne chi ke khelin ji me se ne sam ta we na de ne da khelin ji me se ne jamra ji me se sam le so me sa de de ne jamra tong ha de jamra me ba cha so re se re.
As is stated quite explicitly, what leads to one losing one's refuge is that actual act of abandoning that refuge from your heart. Or as it was said above, to abandon refuge, not to abandon refuge come what may. So this is how we need to train to ensure that whatever hardships we endure, we don't blame the three jewels, we don't say they're no good and so forth, but rather, We recognize that this is a source of good within us. We do not abandon our refuge, even at the cost of our life.
Lama
Tsongkhapa then continues similarly. So this is a second way that one can abandon one's or lose one's refuge, even if you do not forsake the three jewels. So forsaking the three jewels would be actually, I don't think the attainment of Buddhahood is possible. In fact, I don't think there's such a being as a Buddha. And therefore, the teachings of the Buddha for me are just fraudulent. And therefore, there's no Sangha community. So that would be forsaking the three jewels. So even if one doesn't go through that thought process, but Lama Tsongkhapa continues, but you uphold both them and another three teachers and so forth that are incompatible with them. So this would be where one hasn't gone through this thought process of actively abandoning the three jewels, but they're kind of distant from one's life, absent from one's way of thinking. But where one turns for protecting refuge is another teacher, and that teacher's teachings and community. And this teacher and teachings and community are incompatible with that of the three jewels. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues, then you transgress the precept of not advocating another refuge, and by not having faith in your refuge, you also relinquish it. So this then is the second way that one comes to lose one's refuge in the three jewels, which is not to actively saying to oneself or having the thought, I abandon the three jewels, but rather through one's way of thinking, one's action, they just separate from you, and you place your trust elsewhere. So therefore, in summary, Lama Tsongkhapa presents two ways that refuge can be lost. Where one either explicitly thinks to oneself that one does not believe in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. You just see these things as impossible. They cannot be. And they certainly, by relying on the three jewels, I'm not going to get much in the way of protection from suffering because I do not believe in this. So that would be the explicit abandoning, where you are not protecting your refuge even at the cost of your life. But then there's the implicit abandoning, the second way, where one with has sincere, heartfelt faith in another a spiritual teacher, their teachings and community. So here, whilst one hasn't actively abandoned or explicitly abandoned the three jewels, in effect, one clearly has. Where one turns for protecting refuge is somewhere else. Then it's quite clear where one places one's trust, and it's not with the three jewels. So in other words, either explicitly or implicitly, where one abandons the three jewels. Lama Tsongkhapa concludes, I think that if these do not occur, so those two, it is a mere transgression of the trainings or precepts, but not a cause for relinquishing your refuge. And
tene chebe na tong mara chamre tong a de ji samla ni de re di la ko yo mar di ko so na chamre tong lu re se ko
la lama took up a concluded saying I think that if these do not occur so those two we just looked at there's a mere transgression of the precept so remembering clearer translation of the word precept is training or advice. So if one does not follow the trainings or the advice given, and these trainings or advice has been given so as to establish and strengthen one's refuge, then this is a transgression of that advice because you're not following it. For example, if you don't offer your food and your drink before eating or drinking, or if out of compassion, one doesn't establish others in refuge. So if one does not do this, it doesn't mean one loses one's refuge. Rather, this is a transgression of the advice given, but it is not a relinquishing or abandonment of your refuge. I think, as advice, what you should guard yourself against when one would come in danger of losing one's refuge is if one's experiencing hardships in your life and you think, my life is still so difficult. I keep making prayers to the three jewels, but yet I continue to suffer. What good are they? What's the purpose of this? I'm not being provided any protecting refuge. So at times like that, through not thinking clearly, one is in danger of then abandoning the three jewels, thinking they have no power, no capacity to provide one with protection from suffering. The way that is in accordance with reality when experiencing problems is to recognize that the three jewels do have the capacity to provide protecting refuge. But if a cause has been accumulated and not purified, the result will follow. This is just the natural process of cause and effect. The cause is accumulated, that when it meets the ripening conditions, it will ripen. To recognize this, this should spur one then to look at the teachings of the Buddha, which will encourage one to turn away from non-virtue, to embrace virtue, and to purify past non-virtue. This is the way to avert suffering. But as long as causes are not purified, suffering will follow.
Then you give a new body consciousness, your race, so that new you were then that I'm a George here. That chiga summa ti gili e torti ne chiga anni delia indena di giardu tuuri sembi sandadi e dussim bengo orwa
The another area where your refuge won't be abandoned but can be harmed is if one thinks, well, I do believe that the three jewels have the capacity to provide protection, but I'm going to put my energy and my hope into protector practice, that by doing protector practice, my problems will be dissipated. So if one engages in protector practices, thinking that these will protect me because the three jewels cannot, this is a mistake. This is harmful to one's refuge. Rather, the skillful way to reflect is that through recognizing that the three jewels have the power to protect one, that their enlightened activities can express themselves by means of this protector practice and relying on these protectors. Then one engages in the practice, and this enhances one's refuge rather than hurts it. The final paragraph, the final sub-outline, which is advice on the importance of the precepts, Lama Tsongkhapa writes, thus going for refuge is the great gateway to the Buddha's teachings. If your going for refuge is not mere words, you are relying on a superior power. Therefore, you will not be thwarted by external, internal hindrances, and various special excellent qualities will arise easily and be hard to diminish, thereby increasing more and more. So it is vital that you uphold your refuge by recollecting the fear and the excellent qualities explained above, and that you strive to not transgress its precepts. So for the reasons presented throughout, we see here, the first line, that's going for refuge is the great gateway to the Buddha's teachings. So refuge is the very gateway by which one embarks on the journey of cultivating the Buddha Dharma within. It is the route by which the various mental paths are developed within. It's through going for refuge and through having a mind of refuge that one has the deep trust to apply oneself wholeheartedly into cultivating the Dharma. And that is how one comes to cultivating the mental paths.
So gyule kya la, nyamne jaya la, nangwa jabra su kogo res, chisan jamra tila tine, anna san yilungi tenpa, tatubi tenpa la nyamne shibada yungo res, chisan tenpi kore se tisore.
The Buddha Dharma is commonly divided into the scriptural teachings and the realized teachings. If one has a mind of sincere refuge, one will be open and receptive to the scriptural teachings. In fact, one will seek them out with an interest, with a yearning, and therefore one will engage in hearing, reflecting, and meditating. If one lacks faith in the three tools, why would one spend one's time hearing teachings, let alone spending further time thinking about them? So therefore, having faith in the three tools is the indispensable prerequisite to engage in the essential preliminary to cultivating the realized teachings, the preliminary being hearing, reflecting, and meditating. And it's through this process that one comes to develop the various good qualities within oneself that lead to the attainment of mind such as calm abiding, definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. The various paths, mental paths as one will develop, these are the realized qualities of the Dharma, and they only come about independent on the cultivating the scriptural teachings through hearing, reflecting, and meditating. And one will only engage in these if one has faith in the three jewels.
An jamdru chikzam minpa yuena tu pulu chungwa la tenpa yinbiyas. Jamdru chikzam zidu dangan jamdru ki dandaa kanyama shiba zhe, shimchuk cheba kanyama zheba dangan zhugi, an jamdru sayadi o yore de zada alama la kyu sanje la chula kyu su shiwa se chikzam zhe tenpa zhe dandaa re nesu dangan an zhigi ba jimze ma shim san ma tangwe na de jamdru chikzam zhe zhe urwa chikimpa da tenpa zhe ma to dandaa me. Tene ki zam ma yinpa tene ki dandaa la sam dangan zhe jamdru sayadi ane 심주체
If you're going for refuge, it's not mere words. So mere words refers to either where a person just doesn't really know much about the meaning of refuge, so they just recite words. They'll have some form of faith, hence they are engaging in the recitation, but it's not much. Or they have an understanding, but it hasn't arisen in their mind, then their recitation is just an expression of mere words. So, hence, so as to guard yourself from making this error, you have been guided repeatedly to reflect before going for refuge. And what to reflect on? The sufferings of the lower realms, and how there is the real possibility that we ourselves could fall there. The sufferings of the higher realms, reflecting there is no safe place in no place safe of suffering in samsara, giving rise to a wish to gain freedom from suffering, then recognizing others are in the same position as us, and we have a responsibility towards them. So here we generate fear, and fear in the context of the Mahayana, the fear about I don't want to suffer, and I cannot allow others to continue to suffer. I have to transform my mind. Where can I go? Who can I rely on? Three jewels. They have the capacity. So here we generate fear and faith, the two causes for refuge, and we do so before engaging in the practice of going for refuge. Then the text continues, then you're relying on a superior power, the superior power of your mind of faith in the three jewels. Therefore, you will not be thwarted by external or internal hindrances. And this is because of the marriage you are creating, as well as your mind being kept within the virtuous restraints of the Dharma.
Lamasakapa
continues, and various special excellent qualities will arise easily. So the special excellent qualities refers to those unique to the Mahayana, such as bodhicitta and the six perfections. One will, with relative ease, be able to engage in them, because without a mind of refuge, one is not going to have the inner qualities that will lead one to develop qualities such as bodhicitta. It will just not arise. So therefore, comparatively easily, it will arise in dependence on the strength of one's refuge. Lama Tsongkhapa continues, and be hard to diminish, thereby increasing more and more. So this points to that the way that one is guided to develop refuge, like all the qualities, of the Dharma, is through reasoning. So independence on reasoning, where one is able to gain a deep and heartfelt faith based on reasoning and then on experience, the strength of one's reasoning will grow as one's experience grows too, as well as one's knowledge. So therefore, one's good qualities will not decline, but in fact will flourish. This is part of the benefits of developing good qualities based on reasoning.
Lama Tsongkhapa concludes with, so it is vital that you uphold your refuge by recollecting the fear and the excellent qualities explained above, and that you strive to not transgress its precepts. So here, in this final sentence, Lama Tsongkhapa briefly touches on the four primary outlines of this chapter. The first was the causes for going for refuge, which are twofold, that fear and faith. So here, the way I encourage you to cultivate these causes is through reflecting on the sufferings of samsara from a first-person perspective, the suffering one is experiencing, what one observes being experienced, and recognizing that suffering in the lower realms is something that is a possibility for me. Merely having been a good person isn't enough to guarantee one will not fall into the lower realms. One has to develop excellent, good qualities or large amounts of merit. And then, in this first course of reflecting on fear, also incorporate the Mahayana cause of reflecting, others are suffering too. I have to spiritually develop so that I can help them. So here, one develops the understanding of the Mahayana of taking responsibility for the welfare of others too. Then one comes to the second cause, that of faith. There one reflects on the many qualities of the three jewels. And this was presented in some detail in the third outline, or the second and the third. So the first outline was the causes, the second were the objects of refuge, and the third was the way one goes for refuge. And there Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned the qualities of the Buddha's body, of his speech and of his mind, which had the divisions of compassion and exalted wisdom, and then qualities of his enlightened activities, as well as then further divisions there. So we remind ourselves of the excellent qualities of the three jewels, generating a deep faith that by relying on them, I will gain freedom. Just like the Buddha has, look at all the Buddha has been able to do for countless beings in these 2.5 millennia. And how has he been able to benefit? By beings being inspired by his example and the example of the other great practitioners in the world, the Arya Sangha, and striving to fulfill the guidance received to develop the Dharma jewel within. So in this way, one reflects on the causes for going for refuge, the objects of refuge, and the third large outline on the way to go for refuge. Lastly, came to the presentation on the precepts, and that's the last thing Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned. Strive to not transgress the precepts. In other words, to live in accordance with the advice I've given you, the advice of the three individual precepts relating to each of the jewels in terms of what to adopt, the three individual precepts relating to each of the jewels in terms of what to abandon, and then the final six, which we've just looked at, those six are relating to all three jewels. Try to live within the confines of this. These will then serve to ensure that one's refuge grows and flourishes. And all those benefits one saw, the eight benefits, we will come to experience those.
Lastly,
just to emphasize two key points from here, is we really need to recognize that there's nothing more valuable in our lives than this consciousness, which is the mind of refuge in the three jewels. None of our possessions, no matter how much we cherish them, whatever sentimental value they have, all of these will get left behind. But our refuge, these imprints from this mind, will accompany us from life to life. And they will ensure that we accumulate excellent virtue in what remains of this life. Moreover, our refuge is more important than this body or life because of these imprints that it leads to will benefit us for lifetimes to come. So there's nothing as important as our refuge, and therefore we should strive in cultivating it. And then secondly, that any doubts that we have in the three jewels, whether they can really provide protecting refuge, these doubts, it's not that one should dispel them from one's mind, but use them to investigate, to think well, and overcome the doubts through analysis and reasoning, recognizing that it's independence on our faith that we will be open and receptive to the teachings we are receiving, and we'll strive to cultivate them in our minds in the way we are guided. This is how the three jewels provide protection, by us transforming our minds. So that then brings us to the conclusion of the presentation on refuge. And when we meet again in a month's time, we will then start the extensive presentation on karma, the on cause and effect. So then thank you. Then we can conclude there for this time. Thank you.